Report, Kamala Harris pushing pro-Palestinian line, despite Jewish husband. By Joel B. Polak on December 14, 2023. Vice President Kamala Harris has reportedly become the face of the pro-Palestinian resistance within the White House and is pushing President Joe Biden and his administration to be tougher on Israel and more supportive of the Hamas-led Palestinians. Politico reported Thursday. Vice President Kamala Harris has been telling colleagues in the administration that she wants the White House to show more concern publicly for the humanitarian damage in Gaza, where Israel is locked in a bloody and prolonged battle with Hamas, according to three people familiar with Harris' comments. One person close to the vice president's office said she believes the United States should be tougher on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. She has called for being more forceful at seeking a long-term peace and two-state solution, this person said. In the immediate aftermath of the October 7 Hamas attack on Israel, which left more than 1,000 civilians dead and hundreds more kidnapped as hostages, Harris urged Biden to make sure he condemned Islamophobia at the same time as he spoke out against anti-Semitism. The Washington Post reported last month that Harris suggested Biden add a line denouncing Islamophobia in his October 10 speech on the outbreak of war. The White House denied that there was any daylight between the president and vice president on the war in Gaza. However, dozens of White House have been publicly dissenting from their boss and rallied outside the building for a ceasefire Wednesday. Now, dozens of Biden administration staffers hold a vigil outside the White House, calling for a ceasefire. The temporary ceasefire ended 13 days ago, and we are horrified to see the full resumption of killings, displacement and bombardment of Palestinian civilians in Gaza. pic.twitter.com/6a7gt90irv. Humira Pamuk, at Humira_Pamuk, December 13, 2023. Harris has been presented to Americans as sympathetic to Jewish causes. Glowing profiles have noted that her stepchildren with second gentleman Doug Imhoff, who is Jewish, call her Momala, a derivative of a Yiddish word for mother, Mamale. Imhoff, who is helping to lead the White House's anti-Semitism strategy, recently botched an effort to retell the Hanukkah story. The false notion that Islamophobia is equivalent to anti-Semitism was recently taken apart in Congress by Representative Bob Good, RVA. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, the 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.